Ceramic figures like these were made in huge numbers for about 50 years, around 700. Their sole purpose was to be placed in high-status tombs, and had been found all around the great Tang cities of northwest China, where Liu Qingshun held office. The ancient Chinese believed that you needed to have in the grave all the things which were essential to you in life. So the figures were just one element in the total contents of Liu Qingshun's tomb, which would also have contained sumptuous burial objects of silk and lacquer, silver and gold. While the animal and human statues would serve and entertain him, the supernatural guardian figures warded off malevolent spirits. You could hardly make better preparation for being dead. Between their manufacture and their entombment, the ceramic figures would have been displayed to the living only once, when they were carried in the funeral cortege. They were never intended to be seen again. Once in the tomb, they took up their unchanging positions around the coffin, and then the stone door was firmly closed for eternity. A Tang poet of the time, Zhang Yuwei, commented,
"All who come and go follow this road, but living and dead do not return together."
Like so much else in 8th century China, the production of ceramic figures like these ones was controlled by an official bureau, just one small part of the enormous civil service that powered the Tang state.